Well, first of all, Declan, congratulations. A second Ulster medal, Ulster Championship as a manager. Obviously, very pleasing from that point of view.
I'm delighted, Tom, really. I mean, it's bringing, you know, we don't do back-to-back too often, you know, only the second time in our history. And this group of players really deserve everything they get. They've worked extremely hard. As I said before, it's a small squad, it's only 29, 30 players in that squad, and everyone really puts a shoulder to the wheel, players, management alike, and that's the reward. It's not just about me today or Michael Murphy, it's about that whole group and everyone really, really working hard.
Yeah, and I suppose come in here today very much as the raging hot favourites against a team that are craving success. Obviously there was a danger, you know, from looking at it from the outside, of maybe taking them a little bit for granted, but no, you went at them from the word go.
I know, listen, once we got after the Tyrone game, you know, we went, I thought we played particularly well against Tyrone. We brought them in on that Monday, and you know, we sat them down. As I said, we had 2 weeks to get ready for an Ulster final. And listen, Ulster medals are not handed out easily. You've got to go and earn them. And you know, the boys, you could see in the last 2 weeks, we had 5 training sessions, and everyone was better than the other. And the likes of Owen McFadden, Ferry stood up, and he got his opportunity today. And that's the way we've been, and that's the way we'll continue to be. And you know, I thought he'd done extremely well for a first game in a Donegal jersey.
Yeah, I was going to come to that. That was the rabbit out of the hat, wasn't it, today, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, listen, I thought he was brilliant. I thought he'd done a brilliant job on Martin Riley, you know, one of their key players, and didn't face him. You can see him at training every evening. You know, he was ready for it, and you know, he's been in for the last 3 months now, and he got his opportunity there today. And as I say, he
did you mull long and hard over, because it was a big gamble, young fella, into an Ulster final, first ever championship game?
Oh, listen, yeah, so that wasn't a decision we took lightly, to be quite honest, because you know, he's only 20 years of age, hasn't played any senior football, and but you could sense, you could see that he was ready for it. And as I say, you have to trust these players no more than putting Stephen McMenamin last year, probably in at full back when Neil was out with suspension. We trust these players, every belief in every one of that squad that can go out and do a job there. You know, we used 6 subs there today. We could have used the other 6 that were on the bench, and I wouldn't have batted an eyelid, to be quite honest.
And obviously when we're on subs, on replacements, Kieran Thompson came back in and replaced Owen McHugh.
Yeah, Owen picked up an injury training on Tuesday night, and that ruled him out. And you know, unfortunate for Owen, but you know, Kieran Thompson done another really, really good job out there. Asked it the whole squad there today. Listen, we got a wee bit sloppy, I think, maybe in the second half towards the end, but I thought it was a very good performance, especially in the first half time. I think we laid the foundation for that and some brilliant scores.
Yeah, you were in a great place at half time, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Cavan came back at us in the second half, and you know, once they got 3 scores in the trot, and then Jamie went up and got a goal, which was a big score for us. But listen, we'd be disappointed with the 2 goals, because naturally we have to look at every aspect of it, the 2 goals we gave away. But tonight and today is about picking up the Anglo Celt, going back to back and taking it back to Donegal this evening and getting ready now for the Super 8.
Yeah, and Jamie, 1-4 today, another man of the match performance, certainly going well.
Jamie's been a top class player, and you know, he's probably up there now. You had Paddy and Michael Murphy, and you know, there's really a lot of firepower. Young Oisin Gallen coming in and got a score, and the lads came off the bench, done extremely well. Darrell Wayne got a score. So listen, it's a good squad, and as I say, it's a tight knit squad, and you know, I'm just delighted for the whole group, because I know the work that these boys put in, every one of that squad and management, the work that goes in there is unbelievable.
Yeah, Super 8s now, we have a 3-week break, I think, and first with a home game, we're not quite sure who it's going to be yet.
Yeah, I think it's the beaten Leinster finalists and whoever's paired up against them, so we'll look at that. But tonight we're going to go back. We'll celebrate tonight. We don't get too many opportunities to celebrate victories, because the championship comes ticking fast when you get into Ulster. We'll celebrate tonight. We'll come back to work Tuesday, and we'll get ready for the Super 8s and that match at McQueen Park, and we've got to be ready for that.
Well, congratulations, you. Another medal, a third one, I believe.
Yeah. You know, it's always a good day when you're lucky enough that you get to pick up the Anglo Celt. I thought there were parts of that game we were very, very good in. Some of the football we played throughout the first half, even the second half, was very good, but unfortunately the way we let them back into it wouldn't be very satisfying. I suppose it's a wee bit of a sour taste on a good day, you know?
Yeah. Nevertheless, you know, you did the business in the first half, and there was always a danger that you come in here after the big win over Tyrone the last day to be a little bit complacent, but you weren't, you really went for it.
Yeah, look, you know, we would have been disappointed the second half against Tyrone, and I suppose we would have focused on trying to improve a lot of things that didn't go right in that second half, and we tried to to bring them into the first half today. Some of the boys played fantastic individual games. You know, Jamie Brennan was phenomenal again, and some of the scores the boys kicked out were exceptional. And you know, just try to build on that now, moving forward to the Super 8.
Yeah. As you said, you know, why not to run the war goal? You were in a good position at half time, really.
Yeah, it was good at half time, 8 points up. You know, you always thought that if you went out and stuck to your game plan, that you would always had the gap. You know, you don't say at half time, obviously, you're going out to try and prove yourself, but things would have to go very wrong to lose that lead at half time, you know?
Yeah. Second half, maybe you did take the foot off the pedal a little, and maybe the scoreboard fully doesn't reflect your superiority at the end.
Yeah, but I suppose the same scenario happened against Tyrone, so that's something we have to look at. Tyrone or Calvin are very, very good footballers, and they're very fine forwards. They kick some good scores, and I suppose we're disappointed the way we didn't, you know, cover that off in the first half.
Yeah. Heading into the Super 8s now, obviously you want to make up for the disappointment of last year.
Yeah, look, last year wasn't as successful as we wanted to be. Obviously we had the tough game away to Dublin first of all, in which we couldn't come out of as victors, and the way we ended up against Tyrone is disappointing. But I suppose we have a home game now to look forward to in 3 weeks' time at Kill Park against whoever we're playing against, and I suppose that's the reward for winning today, you know.
Yeah, and you won your third. How does this one compare with the others?
Yeah, look, you know, 2014 I didn't play much, but the euphoria of the whole occasion was overwhelming. Last year was the first one we won in a while, so going here to back-to-back Ulsters, it's impressive, and I suppose it's very pleasing, but we didn't get too excited, you know.